currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome to this edition of Currently Kirkland, reporting every week on the latest in what's happening around town. I'm Scott Mullett, and we're going to start things off today with an annual neighborhood get-together called the Hoatdown. In a tradition dating back to 1992, residents of the Central Houghton neighborhood gathered at Terrace Park on Labor Day weekend to celebrate. I was there and tried to capture some of the action. Next year will be a big one for the Hoatdown as the event hits its 20-year anniversary. Communities throughout the East Side are preparing for the third annual East Side Food Drive, a four-week effort that last year brought in 63,000 pounds of food and more than $11,000. All of Kirkland's 11 grocery stores will be taking donations of non-perishable food on September 24th and October 8th. Meanwhile, City Hall, HopeLink, and Peter Kirk Community Center will be collecting food and money throughout the month. This is the third year the East Side's communities have collaborated to combat hunger. The effort actually began in 2007 when Kirkland initiated a food drive on its own. The following year, the East Side communities decided to collaborate on a region-wide drive. And today, Kirkland is still a leader in the effort. Last year, the city's residents donated more than 14,000 pounds of food and $2,400. Of course, hundreds of volunteers donating hours of their time aided in the effort to fight hunger. To volunteer, click the Volunteers Needed for Collection Events link in the City of Kirkland's Neighborhood Services webpage. For other information, visit eastsideforum.org/food drive. Automobiles are designed nowadays to give drivers everything they need at their fingertips. Coffee, music, airflow, and cell phones. It's all right there. It's a quiet and comfortable atmosphere that might make some drivers forget they are steering a four-wheeled missile into school zones, through crosswalks, and around neighborhoods. Many drivers might not realize that cell phones and driving are as dangerous as alcohol and driving. Distracted driving kills more than 5,000 Americans each year and injures a 500,000 more, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Cell phone use, both talking and texting, accounts for 18% of those deaths. In King County, one of the nation's techno meccas, the numbers tell an even more troubling story. Distracted driving, on average, accounts for 22% of all fatal accidents. As a group, teenagers are particularly dangerous, according to the Traffic Safety Administration. And to highlight this troubling trend, the Kirkland Youth Council devoted hundreds of hours this past year to a film that discusses the trend.
Watch out, a car!
The film, Distracted Driving, is the most recent addition to the Youth Council's We've Got Issues series. The Northwest School senior, Chris Norwood, wrote and directed the 9-minute video, which debuted last week on KGOV. To see it, visit kirklandwa.gov or tune in to KGOV. Distracted Driving was the Youth Council's last big project for the 2010-2011 school year. Recruiting new members is the first project for the Youth Council in the 2011-2012 school year. The council has more than 15 open positions for middle school, high school, private school, and homeschool students who are willing to share their academic experiences. Together, the Youth Council administers the We've Got Issues series, Teen Traffic Corps program and pursues community projects like the Kirkland Half Marathon and Green Kirkland events. To encourage recruitment, the Youth Council put together this video.
Do you have a passion to lead?
Do you want to make a difference in your community?
Now you can, by applying to join the Kirkland Youth Council, KYC.
KYC is a group of about 40 students representing Kirkland, working together to provide a link between
the youth of Kirkland, the greater community, and the local government.
KYC is now recruiting students from Kirkland's junior and senior high schools. Since 1996, KYC has provided a positive impact
on the community, ensuring that the voice of youth is heard.
The council is accepting applications for the 2011-2012 school year.
If you're interested, you can visit www.kirklandwa.gov to fill out an application online.
Or download it and mail it in to Kirkland City Hall, 123 5th Avenue, Kirkland, Washington, 98033.
Applications are due by Friday, September 23rd, so apply today.
Make a positive impact in your community by joining the Kirkland Youth Council.
So apply today.
The 24-hour newsreel of the 21st century has saturated Americans with information, but not necessarily with meaning. Meaning requires time and thought. It requires reflection. Most stories today just don't last long enough for that. But one story does, September 11. Of course, September 11 is more than a single story. It's a million stories. Little stories, personal stories, stories that by themselves would have very little meaning, except for the terrible event that binds them all. Last Monday, the city of Kirkland's police and fire departments honored those who gave and those who lost in a mourning ceremony. These are the voices and visuals from that event.
Yeah, Amazing Grace is a pretty emotional song by itself, so. But then being 9/11, it was even more emotional, so. 9/11, I was at my house in Anaheim, California, and was watching it unfold on TV and just devastated, you know, just the loss of life and the tragedy that was going on. It was unbelievable.
I'd come to work, and we had a TV going in the briefing room before the morning shift started, and the first airliner hit the first tower. And we were all stunned and shocked and sat there and watched it and thought it was a horrible accident. And then when the second one hit the second tower, we knew that it was an act of war and it wasn't a coincidence. And I was the captain at the time and the chief was gone, so I immediately issued an order that the city hall was closed unless people had ID. And our first concern in the police department was schools, public buildings, things like that.
The Thursday after, we were coming out. We didn't get out until Friday, but there was a group of horse packers coming in, so we'd stepped off the trail. About maybe the fourth person on horseback asked us, you know, how long have you been here? We said, oh, we came in Sunday. And she said, so you don't know how the world has changed. And I remember crossing a street in Snohomish. I was in the crosswalk, and finally it sunk in, and I just started crying in the middle of the street.
Present! Hark!
Everyone wanted to do something, and we actually had learned of through a friend of a friend of a friend of a New York City police officer, Christopher Amoroso, who had died at going into the World Trade Center. He actually had gone in, came back out, and then went back in. It was the second time in that he died. And we kind of adopted that family. Citywide, we raised donations. Staff throughout the police department made little flags with a black ribbon, and we sold those, and we sent the money to the family, to Chris Amoroso's family. The interesting part of that is, after that, I went back to Washington, D.C. for the Police Memorial Week, in which all of the officers from those states are present, and those states get up and they read the names of the officers who died from those states, and obviously New York City was a rather long list. And there are thousands of officers. I mean, it's just shoulder to shoulder all through D.C. of uniformed officers after the ceremony. And I was standing in an area after the event. People were congregating, and because no one wanted to leave, it was just such a kind of spiritual place at that particular time, and everyone was crying. And I bumped into somebody, and he said, "Excuse me." And then he was a civilian, and he looked at me, and I looked back at him, and he looked back down at my patch, and he said, Kirkland, Washington. Now, most people, you know, Kirkland's a small city. They don't know where it is. And he said, "You guys adopted my brother." And I said, "Chris?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, that's my brother. He says, "I can't tell you how much we appreciate that people from across the country took the time out to honor my brother." And out of all the people in Washington, D.C., out of all the times and places, for me to actually bump into that person, and it meant so much, and it meant equally as much for me, and then to come back to the police department to say, I actually ran into Chris's brother in D.C., in this sea of humanity. And to this day, we still correspond with the family, and it has become, the Amoroso family has become part of our police department family.
Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. Please send any news tips, suggestions, or comments to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland.